This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Back to Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? Second segment here with my man Nori. He's experiencing the NFL experience. That's what Nori, we used to call, we used to have a big defensive lineman named Ted Washington. His nickname was Mount Washington. 6'5", okay. About 350, 65 or whatever. You should follow. He's a great follower on Instagram. I think it's T Washington 92. He's a phenomenal cook. You don't need to be watching it because I get hungry. I gain weight just by watching it. But we go through these bag drills. You know, when you're warming up, you're going over the bags and all that. We used to. Here comes the NFL experience, and that's because that's what happens at the NFL experience. You know, when if you've been in,
Super Bowl. I've seen it.
We were doing all that stuff, and so we were always just something that we didn't want to do. Anyways, you know, as you know, for me, you know, just kind of as you're moving along, you know, are you excited? Or is it relief kind of like, or what's your kind of mindset here for the next, was it 3.5 weeks, give or take?
I'm excited. Yeah. I'm really excited. For one, I'm excited for what's to come, you know. Obviously it's very uncertain. It's very, on the go almost, but, I'm really excited for it. I'm a little nervous, but that just comes with it. But I'm like I said, I'm really excited. I'm happy that I get some time off in quotations, just to kind of like reconnect and be able to like fill up the battery a little bit. But that was one thing that Lucas said. Lucas Patrick, he said like the season's way longer. I mean that's I'm sure you know too. Like
I know
it's way different. Yeah,
you about to listen. My brother, you about to have 6 weeks of training camp.
Exactly. And like,
and that's just to get the party started.
Exactly.
And then you got 17 bangers.
Yep. And that's
plus
like,
a bye week.
Yeah. And then the 3 preseason games too. Or I guess that
two.
Those are.
And two you got weeks. And you got hell week when you got a team coming in there.
Yep. And it's like, it's just way longer and there's not much time you can, you know, hang out with people or have family or some around. And so his biggest thing was like those next, like in this off time, just reconnect, like fill up your social media meter so that it doesn't get drained quickly during the season.
Sure. You know, the one thing I can tell you though, as a lineman, working out twice a day will benefit you. Just because of, you know, you want to be in the best shape you can. Also, I'll give you some advice. Start to pick Jahari Evans' brain.
Yep. I have been.
Have you heard his story?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, to come from, I think, Hofstra or wherever you came from.
Bloomington.
Yeah, some small school.
Yep. D2.
Is probably the best offensive lineman in arguably in New Orleans Saints history.
He's phenomenal.
And trust me, listen, the dude was nasty too.
Yep.
And got better and better and better. So that's to be a great person to, you know, pick his brain. I think, you know, also Todd Grantham, he's on the defensive side.
Yeah.
But, you know, he respects people to hard work, man. And you know, the biggest thing I'd probably tell you is like, it's a job. I mean, the seeing your family and all that. I mean, if you're, you know, I would say like this, if you dedicated the next, you know, the biggest thing is once you make it, then finding ways to get it that much better to stay and keep it's one thing just to make it, right? It's another thing to last. And, you know, I always tell people, and you see this, you got to be able to sacrifice and you got to be able to, you know, put some things that you normally would like to the side, because if you really, really fall in love and become obsessed with making this thing a long career or a long career at NFL, you know, the NFL stands for not for long.
Not for long. No fun league.
Then you will, then after you're done or the NFL's done with you, you will be able to make up that social time tenfold. And you guys, listen, your training camps aren't that hard. I'm just gonna let you know the heat is bad. You guys ain't hitting that much. So, you know, really when you get the pads on, that's what separates you. So
that's what I can't wait for pads. Like, that's the one thing I miss so much from college. It's like, right. I love.
So you miss spring ball?
I mean, in a way, yes. The fact that I could use, like, for a lineman, it's so much harder to.
Oh, I know. Because we could run around you.
Exactly. Stuff, yeah. So, like, for a lineman, it's so much harder to get the technique right without pads, because jerseys are slippery. Yeah. And you don't have anything to be able to, like, punch. Like, yeah. You're literally punching skin. But I think, personally, yeah, I love being a pad.
Right.
I love it. I mean, obviously, like you said, in the NFL, it's much, much less days where you can actually wear pads. But I'm excited for those days. I'm right. really, really excited for those days.
Yeah, you know, one thing that I Ted Cottrell was my defensive coordinator. And I came in, you know, I was a late-round draft choice and stuff like that. And he's like, the best way to separate yourself is when we put the pads on. And Wade didn't, you know, my head coach Wade, we didn't wear pads. Like, I mean, we got after it, but we didn't wear them. He didn't wear us down like normal teams did. Now, I played for Dom Capers, where I think we had our best games in practice. You know what I mean? But that's where a good way to separate yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, another piece of advice, there's no friends when you play. They're your teammates, but you're battling for a position. So right now you got to take the mindset of you got to do everything possible to be the best you can be and learn all three interior positions that brings value to you. And then you do that, man, you know, you'll be fine. I mean, everybody has weaknesses. Yeah. Everybody has things to work on. It's just how you work around those weaknesses and make those weaknesses, not as significant as they were, you know, prior.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
All right. That's why I asked you, what are you trying to work on before you get to camp? Because I will tell you this is, they have a pro scouting division and they have a college scouting division. Mm-hmm. So the pro scout is watching essentially practice. The college guys are out watching, you know, college. So the biggest thing that they're looking for is who you were when you left and who you are when you show up at training camp. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So if you're trimmed down or if you're a couple pounds underweight and you're lean and all that, that's a check mark into, okay, you know, this is a dude. Because the thing is, you have to change your mindset of every day is a job interview. Every day. I'm going to tell you the honest to God truth. When they're watching practice, they're looking to replace you. They're looking to get rid of Derek Carr. He might have been out of there this year if somebody would have came up. So every day at practice, I'm telling you, I'm going to tell you a funny story. We see this dude used to come to practice in Houston. And he used to wear these FootJoy shoes. And we'd be stretching. And, you know, you look over, you see the FootJoys. And we knew he was always at all of us. We were, you know, I was first alternate Pro Bowl and all this other. He tried to get you up out of there. Now, it's not to the, like, black and white, but they're always evaluating you.
Yeah.
So just keep that in the back of your mind. And if you do that and all that, then, you know, it'll start become a habit. You know, it'll just be every day. It'll be a work day. Every day it'll be, you know, dedicated to football and stuff like that. So, I mean, look, man, you know, look, it, you know, your future is bright and it's going to be as bright as you make it possible. Yep. Now, another thing is not where you start, you know, it's where you end.
Yeah.
You know, it's 30 some odd teams in the league. You know, this is the starting point. Nobody ever plays anywhere for their whole career. Rarely.
Rarely, yeah.
Rarely. And sometimes, you know what? I'll give you some other advice. If you can collect all them helmets, that means you're getting all them paychecks. Hey, you love every city that you go to, man.
Yep.
Yeah, so yeah, that's just some advice. Don't feel emotionally obligated to anywhere. You'd be emotionally obligated to, you know, whoever's paying.
Yep.
So let me see what else I could ask you. Talk about that, because New Orleans has a pretty good fandom.
Yeah, yeah.
Talk about that, because I think, you know, for an NFL team in the offseason,
yeah,
I think their fandom is a little bit more kind of like on Buffalo's level. Talk about that.
I think the fact that New Orleans is not a big city,
yeah,
and they pretty much have only two things. It's the Saints and then the Pelicans. And when the Pelicans are not playing, it's the Saints. And when the Saints are not playing, it's the Pelicans. And and I would even say it's kind of more Saints than it is Pelicans. Right. But it's very similar to here. You're right. Walking around and like you're not even wearing anything. It's like normal clothes. And they're like, you play for the Saints, right? And you're like, yeah. It's like, what's up? And then like you immediately have a conversation topic and everybody wants to talk to you. And it's crazy how not so different it is to here. You know, people here is the same thing. Like you get in an Uber, for example, and they're like, I've seen your name before. You play football? The same exact way in New Orleans too. And it's a lot of fun to be able to like see that like firsthand, you know, and like being able to like walk around and just see the people and like see the culture behind it too. Cause they're in like the second line and right. the parades and the festivals that they have there. They're pretty much every week there's something going on and always something has to do with the Saints.
Yeah. Before we let you go, I want to ask you, what was it like when you experienced your first, I'll call it Cajun accent. Cause it's different.
Okay.
That's always, you got to ask like, what'd you say? Talk about that.
It's kind of funny because I referred a lot back to where I live in Germany because I moved right before I came to the United States and I moved to a part of Germany that has a very, very thick accent, similar to like here in New Orleans. And it's like every time I don't understand what they're saying.
Yeah.
And same thing here. It's like, I am so sorry, but what did you just say? Like,
yeah.
I'm trying to like context clues, words, sentences together, but it's almost impossible. I mean, like it just sounds like there's a lot of people that speak like straight gibberish to you.
Right.
And but to be fair, a lot of people that have that accent, they notice that you're not from around there, and they try to not have that thick accent. Yeah. But definitely, it's a very, very deep, thick accent that is hard to understand.
A little bit of French in there, and it's kind of Creole, stuff like that. So it's definitely.
It's also kind of a funny accent.
Yeah.
It's kind of a like sometimes like TikTok whatever.
Right.
You see like the gator hunters and whatnot.
Oh yeah.
They're like you can't understand a single word they're saying. Yeah. And like you better hope CAPTCHA is on or auto caption.
So if you had any gator, you're gonna have some.
I've had gator before.
Yeah.
But it tastes good. It tastes like chicken pretty much. Like,
yeah.
It's same thing. But it's good. I like gator tacos actually.
All right. Well, that's good, man. That's good for the update. You're going to be around for a couple of weeks, so we'll start having you in, man. So as you get closer to training camp, I used to always look when July hit.
Mm-hmm.
That's like dead man walking because I know my days are dark. So just enjoy your days, man. Every day is a work day, but enjoy your days. Yep. Enjoy these work days because once you get to training camp, there is no time.
Yeah.
And so just enjoy your days, but don't forget every day is a work day. So
yes, sir.
Appreciate you stopping in, man. We'll have you in, throughout the next few weeks. We'll take a quick break, come back, talk a little bit of Phil Steele and also Nebraska football as well. Old School, we'll be right back.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice Bone-In Tender Ribeye Steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.